judging by Instagram or Facebook or even Snapchat and the convenient design of phone cameras, you know, the ones with the lenses on the back and the front, selfies have become the standard of social media behavior. Look at me in front of fill in the blank. Well, the camera has evolved for that, and now places are evolving for that, too. Places specifically created for the selfie experience. Frances Anderton hosts design and architecture. She's here today with DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
All right, coming in January, I can't believe this, you're going to be able to buy a ticket to the Museum of Selfies that's going up in Glendale. It will be a real place.
And one could say that it's like the ultimate realization of a trend that's been underway for at least the last year or so. And this is for so-called made-for-Instagram museums, where you find a pop-up of collections of colorful sets designed for taking flattering self-portraits. And that is different from museums, regular museums, where people take selfies.
Or maybe even some people are discouraged from taking pictures at some museums, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You recently visited one of these sites. Tell us about it.
This is a site in downtown LA. It's called 29 Rooms. It is billed as an interactive funhouse of style, culture, and technology, and it was created by the design and fashion website Refinery29. Now, this launched in Brooklyn 3 years ago. It was a huge success, and they have now come to LA. They've opened a huge tent. It's in the parking lot of the American Apparel warehouse, and it instantly sold out of tickets.
So what's it like? What is this tent like? What goes on inside?
Well, within this huge tent, you will find 29 artist-created installations. For example, you'll find one that features mannequins with TV set heads. Another is a kind of almost like tent of vines and flowers that you go into and fold yourself in these vines and take pictures of yourself. There's a stage where you can pose like a cabaret singer. What is notable about most of these installations is they're branded. So, for example, there's one of a multicolored movie backdrop of Los Angeles, and there in the center is the all-new Toyota Camry.
You mean, oh, wait, advertisers are taking advantage of this phenomenon?
In the case of 29 Rooms, they absolutely are. It's kind of part of the total concept. Now, next door to the Toyota Camry, you might find a non-profit branding itself. So, for example, there's an installation that's aimed at millennial women, and this is a collection of neon signs of female reproductive systems with the phrase, "I support Planned Parenthood." It's an unusual mix.
How do curators and artists feel about all this, Frances? I would imagine they want people to come see their stuff.
And I think some of them are feeling slightly mixed. On the one hand, museums want young audiences, and they absolutely market these Instagrammable installations. On the other hand, they want their art to be taken seriously and, you know, would say that taking a selfie of oneself in front of the Mona Lisa is not the appropriate art experience. However, one could say that the Mona Lisa is itself a selfie. To that kind of high-low conundrum, we did speak with the creative director and co-founder of 29 Rooms. Her name is Piera Gilardi, and this is what she had to say.
I think that for a lot of consumers, actually taking selfies and expressing themselves through social media is their own personal form of art and expression, and I don't think that there's any form of, you know, self-expression that is wrong.
Frances, do these museums cost anything to get in? I mean, they are getting some advertisement out of all these selfies, right?
Certainly at 29 Rooms, your installation comes with branding. They don't all. Some of them are kind of, you know, more, I suppose, fine art pieces. But yes, they do cost. And in fact, that's if you can even get a ticket, because pretty much all of these pop-up selfie museums have sold out almost instantaneously. So I would say get your own confetti, throw it into a box, fall back into it, and take a picture of yourself.
But that's not what everyone else is doing. I want to do what everyone else is doing.
Sure, Steve. I understand you're feeling FOMO about this.
Okay, that's right. Fear of missing out, of course.
Yeah. So if you've missed the pop-ups to date, just sign up for information about the Museum of Selfies coming early next year.
And there's more on your blog, of course, right? KCRW.com/DNA. Frances Anderton, DNA on ATC. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.